This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
How are we doing? Welcome back. Under the Cosh, Leon Knight Part 2. A very brief introduction this week. If you heard the first one, you know what's coming. Nothing's going to change. You let it all out. What I would say is that, you know, the views and opinions of Leon are his own. You know, don't shoot the messenger. Is what I'm trying to say, literally. If there's any gangsters out there that we've heard about, you know, we're merely the vessel, providing an outlet for Leon to get things off his chest. But before we get started, it's the big cycle this weekend. Yes, we've mentioned it a few times. Barnsley to Amsterdam, 145 mile, all in aid of prostate cancer UK. Such an important cause. One male dies every 45 minutes in the UK. That's over 12,000 every year, and it affects so many people. So if you can donate in any way, it'd be very much appreciated. Just get on over to the Facebook page or the Twitter and just give links there, and any donations whatsoever, it'll be very much appreciated. And there's not a lot of training going on, believe me, so we need all the incentive we can get. Right, come on, Leon. Swansea, you've had a fallout. Obviously, it's not gone well with Susan.
We can say it's not gone well.
It's not gone well. But then after that, it's just club to club to club to club.
Yeah, that's the party, club to club to club.
Are you out a lot, drinking?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not at really any club for any portion of time, as you can see, so it's just fucking whatever.
So were you at this point, at the point now where you were just sort of like, just trying to fill your satchels? You weren't that arsed. Club? I just want to fill my satchels and move on.
Not arsed at all.
Can I just... We've had about five messages saying, ask him about Paul Ince's breath.
See, this is what I'm trying to say. I could probably go until about 5 o'clock.
No rush.
Listen. Oh, you want to know about the breath now?
Whenever you're ready.
He couldn't be in this room.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a problem, like, or was it... Just didn't
have you been outspoken about this before?
Yeah. I speak about it all the time. What can he do to me? What's he going to do?
Breathe on you.
Yeah, probably. That's the only thing he could do.
So what did you say?
Did you say something to him about it?
What could you say to a brother who's got bad breath, who's pulling, who's played for Man United, who's done all this, and you've watched him play? I used to have the DVD, not only the telly that had the DVD in it, I used to put the DVD in, 95, 96 Man United, and Ince used to be there with the Jericho and all that. Now, all of a sudden, you're in front of me and your breath stinks. I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? How is this happening? Morning, afternoon, evening, wherever he was. Breath was just out.
Thing is, you can give people a breath. If it's like 3 o'clock and they've had a couple of coffees, you can let them away.
No, it wasn't the coffee breath. It wasn't the coffee breath.
What we're talking?
We're talking just stale out shit breath.
Stale out.
Like, proper doo-doo breath. Everyone knew about it in the club. They just never told him. How he lay beside his girl at night and sat down and turned around and went, "Night, babe." And she took that.
Yeah.
Mental. That's how bad his breath was. Mental. And I'm not even disrespecting. It was mental.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody's breath described as mental before.
So apart from his halitosis, what was he like?
He was decent, you know?
Was he?
Mm. Yeah, he was decent. Like, nobody's ever asked me about the manager side. They always ask me, "What's his breath like?" I say, to tell you the truth. Like,
we go places and know the podcast goes, don't we?
Yeah, I tell you the truth. He was a good manager.
So he's one of them that you got on with then?
No, I didn't get on with him.
Oh. I should have known, shouldn't I?
I didn't get on with him.
So why do you think he's not in it? Why do you think he's not a manager now then?
I don't know.
Because he's fucking, like, it boils my piss a little bit, I'll be honest with you, when he says, "Well, I could have done that. You've had your chances.
I think that's the reason why he ain't in where he's meant to be.
He's had his chances. Macclesfield done all right, MK done all right, Blackburn, shite, were
he? Do you know the worst thing is? He made a mistake when he left MK. He should have stayed there for a couple more seasons.
Is that when he went to Blackburn?
Yeah. He left and went to Blackburn for no reason.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? He should have just tried to build something. They got promoted that season. He was in the next league. Could have just done something there, got to a championship. But how you know it, you kept the same players as well. We had a fucking
decent... Keith Andrews was there, wasn't he?
Keith Andrews, Kevin Gallen, there was a load of, like...
The left back, the ginger-haired left back.
Yeah,
he's still there.
Lewington.
Yeah. And, like, Winkelmann was doing the same thing that Rushton did, but he was doing it more legit. He was getting all players that have done a little bit in, like, leagues of whatever, who kind of faded off, but are still doing a little something, getting them in and whatever, and he built, like, a decent... And Ince was decent. He'd done it all correctly and that. Do you know what I mean? But he left. I left. Well, we went to Spain because this is how he was trying to do it, Ince. When we had like an international break or something, we was gone. Like, just like they would do now, they'll go off to Dubai or wherever. We was doing that back
doing
then.
Doing it properly, yeah. Like.
Do you know what I mean?
And Winkelmann were... Winkelmann, is it?
Pete Winkelmann.
He were happy to...
Oh, he funded everything.
Is he a strange old... He looks a fucking weirdo. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. And the reason why I'm saying that is because he gave me a pay up on time as well. Hey!
Top man, Pete.
Winkelmann, boy. I remember that check there, boy. That check was mental. But I still had like a season and a half left.
Why did they want you out?
I just didn't get on with Ince. And I didn't get on with the fucking Keith Andrews. Me and him was always...
Really?
Yeah.
So tell us why you didn't get on with Ince.
It's not that I didn't get on with him. He just wanted to do... He wanted me to do, like, extra stuff that other people weren't doing. I was like, fucking hell, Paul. Like...
Paul.
Do you know what I mean? I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, bruv. I think I was even scoring a couple of goals or whatever, this, that and the other. And he was one of them that... used to change the side and but it was working, so you couldn't complain. It was not like I was going there complaining and this, that and the other. But he just wanted you to do extra fucking bollocks.
But from your point of view, though, you used to say before, you used to watch his DVDs of winning the league and all that. Did you not think...
Paul, let's tell him this.
Yeah.
Nah, because you was arguing and getting sent off on the pitch as well. So, same thing. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just... It's the same thing. I've seen Paulie's getting enough fuck-ups on the pitch.
But so he was having a go at you for your fuck-ups on the pitch?
No. He was just trying to... Well, basically, forward players, yeah? When I was playing, left back, right back, two centre-halves, you two split the two or whatever. This guy wanted me midfield, right winger if he fucking... Left winger if he... Make sure if you're on that side, just fucking get there!
But did you not think... Right, if I'm going to get in the team, I've got to do it. Did you never think...
I was in the team.
Did you just not want to...
It's not that I'm not...
It is a ball ache, but...
It's not that I'm not wanting to do it. It's just that we're winning, we're top of the league, everything's going cool, but you're still having a go at me, bro. Or still telling me to do extra stuff or a little bit... Do you know what I mean?
Just let me crack on. Just let me do what I'm doing.
But again, was he not trying to make you a better player? Would that not have made you... You know, I'll get...
All right, Keith Andrews that season was top goal scorer. You didn't say a word to him. Not one.
But he might have looked at you and thought...
What?
I can make him a better player. This is what I'm going to... He's good.
Well,
he's,
come and tell me
he's
that,
doing,
then.
He's doing
come
good.
And tell me that. I'm the kind of person, if you come and tell me something and then you're follow behind what you're talking about,
yeah.
I'm cool with that. But you just don't come out and start doing all sorts of shit. Then all of a sudden, I'm not in the team. I'm at home for 16 days by myself, no training, no nothing. All of a sudden, Pete Winkerman says, "Ah, oh, Paul wants to move. We're going in another direction, but we'll pay you up." That was it. I was on the M4 going to get my check. That was it. Done. They didn't even let me in the ground. I was outside in the car park. They came out of the car park, gave me the check.
Is that more to do, though, with your attitude towards what he's trying to get you to do than your actual playing ability?
But there was nothing... I wasn't doing anything wrong. That's the thing.
No, well, you've obviously disagreed with him when he's telling you to do the stuff that you didn't want to do.
It's not like he's telling me to do stuff all the time. He's just telling me when I'm dropped, this is what I'm not doing.
Yeah, but you felt like you were still doing your job.
Still bringing people into play, still holding up the ball, still doing things what the forwards are meant to be doing.
Yeah.
If I'm not scoring, I'm trying to bring someone in. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do.
So you thought it was unwarranted?
Yeah, but yeah. There's a picture of me and him when we first meet, and he's on his first day, and we're like, yeah.
How was his breath on the first day?
I didn't really smell it, you know.
No.
Mm. You must
wind
have
was blowing. The wind was blowing.
And you got air fever out
of
that day.
Yeah, the wind was blowing kind of tense that day. So I don't know, brother. I don't know.
But I mean, you're saying that you're not doing. I mean, Leon, I'm not. No disrespect, but there's a running theme here, isn't there?
Yeah.
So you must have been doing something wrong.
Like what?
To be in and out of clubs.
Tell them to come and tell you what I was doing wrong.
To be in and out of club one after another.
Tell me what I was doing wrong.
So you think every manager just misunderstood?
Bar the Ruston thing, where they sacked me completely, any other club would have sacked me if I was doing that much. That's how much they wanted, like, if they was going to...
Get you out.
Do you know what I mean? If they wanted me out.
Yeah.
They will sack you and make a meal of it and make you have a shit, whatever, and this, that and the other.
So it seems to me that if you'd have had Steve Coppell from being...
Ah... There you go.
20.
Instead of looking at it like this,
if you'd
like
have had a couple for 10 years,
I'd have been blessed.
more of a mentor.
I'd have been cool.
You wouldn't have had all these issues and everything. Coppell knew you.
That he knew me.
But he knew what?
Knew how to deal with you. It's man management, innit? We speak about this all the time. Getting the best out of, because there's so many different characters in a football club. A good manager sorts out who needs to be dealt like that, who needs to arm around the shoulder or whatever.
Yep. Definitely, 100%.
And I think you get a bit of a reputation, don't you?
Mate.
And then... You've got to break a wall down before you...
Ah!
You know what I mean? That's how I'm seeing it anyway.
From Lillishaw. That's where the reputation's coming from. They done a test on us at Lillishaw. They checked your mind. You was in this place for about 3.5 hours. They was doing all sorts of knocks on your knees, checking what you do after they do certain things. You know what they come out and told me? Everyone else was cool, I was mad.
What, that was the term that they used?
The term they used on my kids' lives. Didn't go well. He was mad.
To be fair, mate, I've spent an hour with you, and I think they're probably right.
You know what I mean? That's the term they came with, so I just ran with it. In the end, I thought, I'm getting paid, and sometimes at the end of it, I'm getting paid a lump sum of money, so I just thought, fuck him, let me just run with it until it runs out. That's how I got in the end.
Do you look back now? Would you do anything different?
No, because then I look at myself like I'm a pussy.
So, like, I keep on the Kenny Jack thing about making runs and stuff. That for an easy life, just, right, okay, and try.
And then
try
I'm not scoring, because the runs...
Do you think it would have affected your game, like?
The runs he's telling me to do, I'm not getting in the positions he's telling me to do.
Yeah.
But I think partly that's it. Then he can tell me, but you're not scoring, so I'm going to put in Lee. That was the thing was. Because the runs I was doing, defenders weren't even noticing what was going on, and I was in. Top shot was open. Then it was closed. I was celebrating, and then that was it. So what run are you trying to tell me to make? The run that's not going to make me get to the top shot.
Back of the queue. queue at the tuck shop.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not a good place to be.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Especially if you're scoring goals as well. If you're scoring goals and people are trying to tell you you need to be doing the X, Y, Z, well, I'm scoring goals, mate.
It's not even
a flash thing either. I'm scoring goals. That's what you brought me in the club to do. Mm.
Well done.
So you had a year at Wickham after MK Dons. You had a bit of something to say about Peter Taylor as well. Same thing again.
The running, the doing this, and but I just believe that is just stemming on from. Remember, Peter Taylor was at Brighton.
Yeah.
For a while, his compadres are still fucking down at Brighton now.
So he's been on the blower.
So Peter Taylor's phoned somebody at Brighton, says, "Well, what's he like?" And they've obviously half stitched you up. So it all
not even half stitched me up or whatever. They just not even stitched me up. Like,
but he's already got perception of you.
I was at Huddersfield and we played Brighton, and Peter Taylor was manager, and he was giving me stick then on the side at the with team. Yeah,
stick about what?
Just stick. Just stick. Just like, come on, it's not your fucking diver. Fucking just stuff like that, the normal stuff. But when I look back at it now, I'm just thinking, I don't even know why the fuck I went there, bruv. He was fucking hammering me from the side. He wasn't even my manager.
So he signed... Did he sign you, Taylor?
I'm trying to say.
So, it sounds a little bit like...
Then, he wants to play best friend and send me to Colin. Colin's his...
Is this at Rushton?
He wants to send me to Colin, and Colin's his big pal.
He was obviously getting the backhand.
Sounds a little bit like what happened with me, where some managers have signed us and then said, you need to lose weight, you need to get fitter. Well, why sign us?
Yeah.
What if Peter Taylor's put the phone up with somebody at Brighton and they've gone, do you know what? What a player. But if you can get him doing this, he'll be even better. Do you not think that managers have gone down that route, keep going back to it, but trying to make you better? Because obviously you could enter the tuck shop. But the other stuff that comes with it, you know, like, for example, they might say, what a player, in and around the box, unbelievable. But he's lazy. He's a lazy bastard. Get him working hard, and you've got a player. You're looking back, do you not think?
But then that is like, well, I'm scoring goals. Why do I need to chase here, there, and everywhere? I'm scoring goals.
Is it
my strike partner? You know what he's doing? Flicking balls on and holding it up. That's it. He ain't even scoring, bro.
Oh, no, he fails. That's what I used to do.
They lost the keys to the tuck shop at Blackburn. Shutter were down.
It was like I'm a celebrity at Blackburn, weren't it? With a put shutter down.
The tuck shop is
not open.
he ain't getting a word spoken to him. 5 games gone, now no goals. Don't give a shit what kind of striker you are. Striker's a striker, he's meant to score goals, bruv. So 5 games gone. I'm looking at him like, fuck, are you going to contribute here, bruv?
Thing is, though, I bet you he's still got to move.
Of course he did. Fuck's sake. Look at Mark McCammon, Trevor Benjamin. All these guys have gone big clubs, had nice moves and done little bits and whatever. Off the back of day was fucking just flicking balls on, bruv.
And you were doing the rest.
It must be frustrating, though.
Yeah, it was mental.
More about personal pride for you at times.
I didn't give a shit about none of that. What, personal pride is in what?
Being told what to do, but you know what you should be doing.
I didn't give a shit about none of that.
You didn't care about personal pride.
When Ranieri told me to do something, I did it. Coppell told me to do something, I did it.
Yeah. So it's the way they say it, the way they do it.
The way you come across and you come up. Mick McGivern, who never managed a professional club, he said something, I did it.
Yeah.
It weren't a thing where I was going, oh, well, I'm this and that. I wasn't anybody at these times, brother. Nobody now, but I'm just saying. When I was at the club and that, I wasn't going on any sort of way for anybody to be saying, bad attitude, bad egg, this, that, and that. It just stuck, like you said. Yeah. It goes with you from club to club. Yeah. And before you get to the club, like you said, you have to break something down to show that you're not that kind of fucking person.
Yeah. The thing is, though, they've offered the signing you. So if clubs are in up and going, don't touch him.
Because they're signing off the back of what they've fucking known anyway. I finished a long time before people were signing me off. Yeah, you're going to come in and... People were signing me in 2011 talking about what happened in 2004. I'm sitting there thinking, let me just get this money and just fucking... Do you get what I'm saying? I'm thinking, bruv, you're not getting that out of me now. Yeah, just like that.
So you just kind of give up in a way?
No, I didn't give up. I just done it until I didn't get paid.
Just filling the satchels.
until the money didn't get paid that I wanted to get paid. I didn't give up.
What was it you said to Peter Taylor about England? Did he?
Yeah, because he was like, you've gone from Chelsea to Wickham. And well, I said, bruv, you've gone from England. International manager, bruv. Oh, my God. To here. You was managing Sheringham, Cole, all these fucking superstars. Now you're here with me. Yeah. He didn't like it, so I was gone out of there.
Sometimes truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, bro, it's stunning. Even his assistant went, oh, no, no. And when I said, you went from England to here, he was like, ooh. And I felt that still, that one. Mm. Oh. He didn't get rid of me straight after. It was a
couple of days.
A couple of days, I found myself not in a squad. Then that was it. Then it was, Leon, come up to the office, friendly. His mate down at Rushden wants to bring me to Rushden. Mm. But they got a big lump sum of money and blah, 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 blah. And they stand there and Hibs want to talk to you. And blah. So I said, let me go to Hibs because it's fucking Scottish Prem. The exposure's all right. Do you know what I mean? Maybe can do something up there because these times I've never played in Scotland. Mm. Everyone's saying, Scotland, shit, you can score a ton up there, blah, 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 this, that and the other. Me thinking, I'm not even the same I was fucking 8-10 years ago. You lot are chatting shit. I'm going out there to collect a check. So, well, I was going to go to Hibs. I didn't end up going because I heard about the money that was down at Rushden. And the devil, the money.
The devil.
You heard about them bin bags?
Mm.
So you went to, I mean, we touched on it before, you went to Rushden, so you get this, they're giving you, obviously, more money than you're going to be getting at Ibs.
Yeah.
The bin bags are flying about, and then the shit hits the fan there, and you're held to ransom, then, aren't you? Because they want the money back, like we talked about before, you're not willing to pay it, but then you potentially have a move to Darlington.
Do you know how I moved house because of that Rushden situation? Yeah, I had a bullet through my letterbox.
You had a what?
A bullet?
A bullet through my letterbox. Yeah, I moved from where I said I was for 15 years. That's where I moved from. Yeah, mental.
Jesus. But then you have a move to Darlington then, don't you? And they put a stop to it.
They put a stop to that, yeah.
With the registration. With the registration.
Yeah. So you can't play in England for what, 4 years?
4 years, imagine.
What's the rule?
I didn't sign up for it. Tell me the rules. I went to the PFA, fuck the PFA. So you part of the PFA?
Yeah, I'm probably still in it, but I'm not a...
Fuck them.
Hierarchy in them.
Fuck them. Because when man was down and man needed you lot weren't around. Now you don't want man to put up enough with a red screen. Suck your mum, but I'm not really on all that. Fucking, when I was around and I told them, this is what's happening, you lot didn't do nothing.
Could they have done something?
Of course they could have done something. I didn't even sign a 4-year contract. Why am I banned 4 years?
I know, I can't get my head around it.
If you ban me for the duration of my contract, I'll be like, all right, cool. Which was 2 years. I can't get back in England for 6 years, bruv. What is that?
What's the rule? I don't know.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Why did they want you out? Is it just like before they wanted to get more players in? And
no,
Russia.
They're financial.
But this was before that. This was before.
No, the financial the... was going, your research is not good. They were going downhill. This is why they was drawing in the thing.
So it was in the pipeline.
Here, what they were done. They chuck money at everybody, thinking we're going to get promotion.
It didn't work.
Do you understand? We was like fifth or something.
Yeah.
Okay-ish, but not what they wanted to do because of the fucking peas they fucking threw out in the first place. We had to be top. And it didn't work like that.
Mm.
So when it didn't work like that, everything started going downhill. Bills weren't getting paid in the fucking club. Hot water was off. All this bollocks. Then all of a sudden, they want to draw money in back from the people. There was about 6-7 people they gave big money to. Don't know how much, and how much I got. Don't know how much anybody else got. But they was drawing back. I've spoken to these people.
Surely it's not your fault, problem. But they'd give you the money, like...
They're not telling the PFA about this money.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They're not telling you why or whatever. They're just telling you his bad attitude.
Yeah.
And he's done this and whatever. And that's just it. Done.
Did you tell the PFA about the bin bags? And why you're being held to ransom?
Do I look like a clown?
But you've got so much money that's why.
Yeah,
you can't go anywhere, so you've got to...
Yeah, and then I get all sorts of different problems off the field because I'm collecting money that I'm not meant to be collecting. Mm. I had to make a check thingy. Whether I'm going to be skipping around countries or going to go and give this money back, and it was a big lump sum of money, I'm not going to give it back. Yeah.
Would you still get into trouble, though, for taking it? If a club wants to give you money, you could just say...
It's earnings, isn't it?
At somewhere along the line, they're going to draw the money back.
Yeah.
So I just didn't say nothing. So I just let them run with it. But I told the PFA, this is what they're doing. PFA didn't do nothing.
So where did you end up then, in that 4 years?
You went to Greece.
Greece, Scotland, Ireland, done.
What was the pay like in Greece? Not in terms of how much, but they're the fan of not paying you and then giving you a thingy, aren't they?
Unbelievable. Then try to tell me, this is how Barcelona do it as well. I said, well, this ain't Barcelona. So, I want my money. Simple. Pusti malaka, they're talking in the fucking thing. I'm thinking to myself, bruv, you ain't paying me for 3 months. 3 months, bruv.
It's not on, is it?
No. Where we're from, this is unheard of.
Was it as bad as if you lose a game, you're not getting paid?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. You lose a game, tense. Especially if you lost a game to a team that was below you. Fucking hell. Unbelievable.
So for the last 50, if you say if you're getting beat 3-0, for the last 25 minutes of the game, you just must be thinking, we're not getting paid today.
Yep.
Still going up. One of the lads, is at Panathinaikos.
Still going up.
And they're still...
And it's not just like... Because I was at a smaller club, mid-table club where I was. Chisivalos or whatever the fuck you call them. It goes on that Panathinaikos, the biggest club that's in the Champions League and that. Mm. They don't play. They decided to tell me this is what goes on at Barcelona and... But you're paying them Barcelona, man, 300 grand a week. They can take a three-month cut. Because they know they're getting their money again. I need the peas. I'm in a different country. I'm looking for a fucking apartment and this, that and the other. You're telling me I've got to be taking my money, that I'm earning money here, but you ain't giving me my money. I said, listen, I just need to get back on the plane and go home. I had a fight with the chairman's son.
Yeah. At the club?
The main guy at the club as well, and he was shocking. But this is how they was running the thing.
Mm. Never going to end well, is it?
Hitting the chairman's son.
No. But he was shit. And I didn't hit him, like, just outright hit him. He pushed me in my head. He was about your height. And just thought, because they could just fucking... You know what I mean?
Did you get the pictures out of your karate? Before you carry on...
You're in a spot of bother here, pal.
I punched him in his throat. I know that. And then everyone piled in. And then... The chairman came. He wasn't even there. He came to the training ground and said, we'll pay you up for this.
Did they pay you up? You got it then?
Yeah. 500 of euros.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
500 the notes, loads of them. Well, I think it was fake, but they were trying to set me up. Get me on my way, get back home. I had to change it up. Sorry, Leon, these are not right. That's what I thought they was, because there was just loads of 500, 500, 500, like that.
At least you got it then.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened with the...
So that's Greece done. With what?
Hamilton.
Oh.
In the changing room. We're playing Hearts. I don't even know what happened. You know when you're on the bench, but you're at the side of the bench, and you're on the side of where the opposite team are?
Yeah.
So, it wasn't half time or anything, so I don't even know what happened. But all of a sudden, we was in the tunnel. Don't know why, we was just in the tunnel. And Suso was chatting shit. The whistle went, and the players started to come off the pitch. And he thought he could try and, like... No, when someone slightly just, like, pushes you off the way. As he tried to push me, I just kind of caught his sleeve, like, you hear me? And we was, like, arguing in the tunnel. And as I looked out the tunnel, I'm seeing people coming. I just cracked him on his face. He fell down there. I ran down to the bottom of the, where the changing rooms was. Then all of a sudden, when I've come back out of the changing room, there's police everywhere. In the tunnel. Now, they had one of them tunnels that you pull out.
Yeah.
So, everybody was just piled in there. People making a meal of much more of a meal of what it was. Police had out there, handcuffs and everything.
Look for you, like.
Yeah, and I just got off and went home. I didn't even get changed.
So, clicking out in your boots.
But I didn't get arrested, because that's when I was saying to you earlier, I thought I was going to get arrested. But I didn't get arrested. Nothing actually come of it. That was mad, though. Because I thought I was going to jail, bro.
Scottish jail, at all.
You know what I mean? A black brother in the early 2000s in a Scottish jail. That would have been... My arsehole would have been raw. Yeah, mad.
How would you look back on your career? You know, like, when you think...
Yeah, it's exciting, but...
Eventful.
But you don't have no regrets. You've...
Nah, man. No, no, not really. Regretting what? Like, I did what I did, I said what I said, or whatever, and this and the other. I've never come out of a manager's office or whatever feeling, oh, should have said that. Or, and I think that
shouldn't
would
have said
me.
That.
You said it all. No,
that would bother me more than anything else. I think that's the way I am.
Hmm.
I think that's why it worked for me. And worked against me. Worked against me more than it worked for me, but...
It does sound like it was in the back of your head about the Chelsea, like, not... You believing that you were good enough and not getting that chance, like...
I mean, I never thought about the whole Chelsea thing. I don't even think it was actually a thing... I don't know what you're trying to put across on the podcast.
You're trying to be a psychologist.
Yeah,
that's what
you're trying to put across.
No, it's interesting, mate.
Nah, I don't think it was that. I just think it was... I was actually good anywhere I went. I mean, I told you at Barnsley, I was shit. I didn't give a shit. I was shit. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, Huddersfield, I was good. Brighton, I was good. Swansea, I was good. Like, I'm thinking, rah, people have had lesser time in what they've done and they've fucking got to move and they're, like, that is it. They're, do you know what I mean? And I was just thinking... How many times do I have to repeat this fucking 19, 20 goal a season? Because them times there, it weren't like Messi and Ronaldo is now. It was 19, 20, 21, 25, whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? How many times do I have to repeat this fucking shit before I fucking start...
Getting the...
Recognition
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Credit for what you were actually doing.
But, what about the Rushden stuff? Do you not regret that?
No.
Do you think it was spite that they were stopping you playing in England? Mm. Yeah. If you'd have given the money back and just said, right, all right, I'll swallow my knob, I'll give you the money back, and you could have carried on playing in England.
But I would have felt like a dickhead.
Yeah.
But would you have gotten a contract as good as what you've getting in the black paper bag?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
That's obviously got to play
big
a part.
Part.
Swings
big,
around about.
Big
that,
part to play.
Hmm.
Because when I was in football, I looked at it as in like a just like a job, bruv. Do you know what I mean? It weren't like my footballer and this. I thought, bruv, I can't get around there and do what I want to do with the money they're offering. I'm not going. It's as simple as that. I don't care who's there.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? If I can't be comfortable in and around the place, then fuck it off. I just don't go.
Mm. It sounds like you love football, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You watch it now, do you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've got a bet on it.
Half the time. But I've been playing football since I was 7 years old, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to love it. But it's fucking hard work, man. Fuck, you know. Jesus Christ.
What, the job?
The actual... No, you know, you fucking... Where have you been? You've been at a few clubs as well. It's hard work, man. As much as people say, oh, dream and this, that and the other, blah, blah, blah. You're just training, basically. Going home, you can't really do nothing when you're at home because you have to set yourself up for tomorrow's training session. And that's just repetitive through day. Come weekend, you got to perform at your highest ability. If you don't, and if you don't get the 3 points, I don't know about you lot and how serious you lot took it, but I wanted the goal bonus. I wanted the win bonus. That's what I wanted. So if I didn't get it at the end of that Saturday, it weren't like I was going out. I was like, fuck this. Can't wait till Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's how I was. I don't know. I think it was more the money thing from where I'm from. I think it was. Because I wanted the win. I got into clubs. Go and look at the Swansea ball where I scored the hat-trick against Chesterfield. Murumi, right, you know, they're right on the ball when you get a hat-trick. Cheers for the win bonus. That's from me, from these, like, drilling into them. Can we get this win bonus?
I spoke about before, about motivation for players. If money's your motivation, fair enough.
Fuck me, was it a motivation? Yeah. That, if you check that MK side there, we were beating up sides because of the motivation for money. And Pete Winkerman said, listen, if you lot get promoted, you lot got a nice change. Now, I'm not talking no fucking Premier League, but back then, the change you was talking per man, not this if you played 17 games or that bollocks. It was just everyone that's got a fucking squad shirt. So everyone was like, yeah?
So you've had all these experiences with managers and then you try it yourself.
Being a manager?
You ain't done your research, man.
You're absolutely right, I haven't.
That's what I'm trying to say. Because I seen a man put in a question and said, ask him what happened at Barnton. I'm so glad he said that, you know. Swear down. Because I ain't really told the story fully. But Ian Ross was the chairman there, yeah? So, Andy Burgess. That must ring a name. Luton.
Yeah, I recognise the name.
Left-footed winger.
My football knowledge is crap.
Okay. It rings a bell, yeah?
Yeah.
So set the scene. So this is after you've left Ireland.
I've finished playing.
Yeah.
And I've gone into managing now. So Andy Burgess is manager or got some sort of involvement in Barnton, which is only down the road, 25 minutes down the road or so. So he goes, oh, lad, would love to get you in, get a few through the gate for, like the chairman said, blah, 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 he'll sort you out, blah, 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 this, that and the other. So I wasn't doing nothing anyway, so I thought, fuck it, let me just go down there.
As a player?
Yeah, as a player. And just get back fit and just fucking try and... Do you know what I mean? I played with Andy Burgess at Rushden. He was always cool with me. So I got there now. First game, tuck shots open.
Wait, I knew it would be.
First game, tuck shot was open. And, I mean, it's nothing spectacular. You know when you go down to the lower levels of the league, it's not spectacular, but you're just ticking over.
Yeah.
Anyway, the chairman comes to me and goes, do you want to take the side or whatever? So I was like, rah. Me, you know? Okay. I do this. So anyway, I took the side now. And he was like, I got a mate coming down, a striker that was good at that. You know, you get them strikers that are unbelievable at that level.
I've always played there for 20 years. I've got good, yeah.
Fuck, you know. And scored goal after every game they're scoring. Now, this is his mate. So I was like, all right, come, we'll meet him. We went to... Actually, it was just down the road, down there. Went to meet him down there. Got him on board and stuff. Me, not... I don't know anything. Andy Burgess, this guy, and Ian Ross all work in the same company. So Ian Ross owns a security company and they all work within a security company. So I'm like, all right, cool. When I found it out, I was like, all right, cool. I thought he was just a normal, like a non-league footballer that was coming.
What happened to Burgess at this point? Because you were manager.
He's now my assistant.
Assistant,
yeah.
Right.
Because I said, I'm not going to take over if you're not going to be here and helping me, lad. So he goes, nah, I will, blah, 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 this and that. So going well. I think about third or whatever. Second, third. You know, we're bouncing second or third. And we want to get promoted and this and the other. All of a sudden, Ian Ross is ill. Like, badly ill. And I'm thinking to myself, rah, that's actually quite sad that he's actually ill like this. He's like, the news I'm getting is he's gonna die. That's the news I'm getting. So I'm like, fucking hell, man. Can't believe this. So anyway, over the like next week or months and whatever, he kind of makes a recovery, but he's still like very ill and this, that and the other. And he says he has to come in and have a meeting with me, Andy Burgess, about just things that's going to go on for next season and stuff. And he comes in and he looks ill, proper ill. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, fucking hell, don't even want to be around all this, to be honest. Don't like being around ill people. I'm not around hardly anybody but my family or whatever. You don't see me now. I mean, back then, I think I've done all, blew myself out back all then. So now I'm just in the house. So I'm thinking to myself, I don't really want to be around this. I don't need this. Don't need all the condolences when he dies and this, that and the other. I'm really fucking thinking about just jacking it all in. Not because of him, but I just don't want to be around it, because that's the way I kind of deal with it. Like, I'd rather not be around it than be around it and have to be fucking, do you know what I mean? So anyway, come to find out, bruv, this is all a lie, you know, to get me out of the club off the manager's spot.
What?
Imagine. This whole thing, the wife, everything, he's telling everything, he's dying. He's going to die. Andy Burgess, everything is a lie, bruv. Imagine.
I weren't expecting that.
Bombshell. How can he look so? Is he a makeup artist?
He wants to reshuffle stuff because he's going to another club in another league, going to be chairman, and he don't want me in charge of the manager. And the people that's going to take over Barnton don't want me in charge of the manager. So now they've got a problem. Can't come and tell me I'm not doing my job because we're third, second, we've even touched first for a few months and... Andy Burgess was on the phone to me, you know, and it's really at a point now where...
Is he mate as well, isn't he, then? Was he...
Well, I was with him at Rushden. This is why I say I don't really have no mates who are footballers, because... This is what happens, like.
So you just left and then found this out later?
Oh. Ian Ross is at the club now.
He faked a terminal illness to get you out of the club.
A terminal? He was going to die. He was going to die.
Jesus, man. That's fucking chaos, isn't it?
He was going to die.
Madness.
Right?
Then guess what? When I started tweeting about it, this was a few years ago, when I started tweeting about it, he owns a security business. He's found out through me missus's name where me missus's nan lives. Imagine he's turned up outside me missus's nan's house. So I've sped round here now. I've gone round here. He's gone. So I've sped round here and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? He's left a card down on the thing. Won't get away with this. Won't get away with what?
What, for the tweets and all that sort of stuff?
What was he expecting you to do?
Mate,
just stay quiet,
if you saw that, if you... Now, don't get it twisted and think this is a two-week thing. This is like a good couple of months, like, they're draining people down, like, this guy's going to die. This guy is on his way out. He's going to die. His heart, everything, he's got complications and he's... Whatever, when he busts through the door, we're sitting on a place like this. When he came through the door, he came through like this.
Let's give it the lint as well.
Wait on second, get the zipper free, man. Quick.
Now I'm 5'6" and a half, bruv. If you tell me I'm not in your club, what am I going to really do? Really? Do you know what I mean? This is how I saw it with everybody as well, though. When you got a problem, I'm half the size of these guys. What am I actually really... Well, you don't want to hear my mouth that much? Or you don't want to hear what I've got to say that much?
That's a bit extreme, innit?
Especially the limping and that on weight.
Yeah. Ralph, he was dying.
Fucking Jesus
on
Christ.
On my kids. He was dying. They said he was going to die. That's what he said. That's so why I was saying...
When did you find out that it was all...
Just when he went to the other club and everybody was like, and he's good. That's how I found out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So yeah. Did they respond to any of the tweets? You get a phone call?
No. Respond nothing. To what?
No explanation ever put forward.
What are they going to explain? We was lying all along. Why you was lying all along? Why are you going to explain that?
It's not fucking madness, is it?
Have I been involved in some fucking shit?
Honestly. I thought Tom Pope was controversial, but yeah. No.
Who?
Tom Pope.
Who's Pope? Who's that?
He's at Port Vale. He's been on here.
Okay.
And he also got suspended from Twitter. They've kicked him off for summer. But I think you take it to another level.
They kicked him off, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had about 3 accounts. Still, this is about a third account. Yeah, the first account they took, I had like 200k on there, bruv.
But you've not held back, have you, on Twitter personally, when it's come to...
I'm just like I am now, man.
You had the Jamie O'Hara incident, where a bit of a spat.
How did that even start? What was the original thing like?
Don't know, but I was involved.
Did you start it?
No. I'm sure I didn't start it. But what was it?
I don't know.
Research again. I honestly don't know what started it, but he said something and I didn't like it, so I said something back.
So you've had a ding-dong with O'Hara on Twitter?
Yeah.
About his missus?
His ex-missus, his ex-wife.
She just got married again, ain't she? For the fucking 13th time.
Yeah, she's been married loads of times. No one's really interested in you, Daniel Lloyd, to be honest. Do you get what I'm saying? Bar that geezer that you're with, no one's interested.
Did you know her?
Who?
Daniel Lloyd. She's from around here, isn't she?
Yeah, she's from around there. I know a few lads that shagged there. I know that. One of them was my mate Ramon. This is why I did the thingy, because I said about Ramon, I might have started it.
On reflection,
you get it? Might have started it. I don't know. Still, but my mate Ramon
prided the goods.
My mate Ramon said he was digging deep in it still. So I kind of tried to put that on Twitter, and he didn't like it. I don't think.
Because that was pretty big as well, wasn't it?
Mm.
Are you just thinking,
big that was as well, you know?
Are you just thinking, if I can get a few followers out with this, it's...
Bruv, you know, more time still. I'm in my garden, I'm just messing around with my kids, you know? If you lot think I'm actually online, damn it. Because when people see me tweeting, they're like, you fucking... Well, I'm just, this is how I am now. Yeah. I'm not really bothered. I'm just talking how I'm talking. And then I'll just go around to my missus, slap her ass, and go and play with the kids outside. That was about it.
Yeah.
I'm not really online. Or I'm having a drink and fucking... You know what I mean? I don't know what these people think, bruv.
Because you got a bit of stick, didn't you, about the female pundits?
Yeah.
When you
I don't even know if we can talk like this. Your show might get cut off.
Why are you not in trouble,
really
are you?
I'm not really on the female pundits or female football or nothing. I say that out loud.
What you don't agree with the pundits?
You're not a fan of female football or
some of them? I like Scott.
I don't.
That's where it stemmed from.
Oh, is it? See, I don't mind her.
Her for what? Like, what has she done? Why ain't you there? You've done more than her. In the actual game that we're actually talking about. Forget anything that anybody's going to say now. You've done more than her. So why is she there? It's politically correct. Why is she there?
I think she makes valid all right,
but
good points.
But why is she there? Because she ain't kicked football that's been there. So why is she there?
140 caps for England.
What is that? 140 caps for what? What England team's this?
I don't agree with that.
Do you not agree with anything that she comes out with?
No, I don't agree with any of them. I don't agree.
When she's saying it, she can't.
Yeah, what FA Cup? What FA Cup's that? Now, come on now. Like, if we're being real now, like, let's just be real about the whole thing. You're trying to tell me a women's FA Cup, I don't care what anybody's saying, a women's FA Cup medal holds value.
No.
In the women's game.
In the women's, yeah.
So why is she on men's game talking men's football? Sorry for spitting.
It is political correctness, but I do think that she speaks a lot of sense.
All right, even if she speaks sense, the people them who's listening, we don't want to listen to you.
Why?
Can you go out there and go and do that? No, she can't. Same thing I had with the managers. I need to see, like, come on. Even if Merson's shit, and they say Merson's a shit pundit, I know Merson's tucked. So therefore, I can take him serious.
Yeah. So it's more of a thing within, you've got respect for them in the game for what they've done in their careers. Whereas, in your opinion...
People in this generation now who's coming up, who's watching football, who's never kicked football, they're listening to Alex Scott talk about football, bruv. Do you know how mad that is? I don't think you lot are grabbing what's actually going on. Alex Scott is talking about men's football. You lot believe women footballers should be on commentating on men's football?
I think Alex Scott's good on it.
To be honest, as soon as the commentators are on, I turn it off anyway. So I don't listen to if it's Alex Scott or whoever. Well, I don't listen to the before or after. I turn on at 7:45 and I turn off at 9:30.
You kept putting videos up, didn't you, of a women's game? It was just a shambles.
Have you seen the women's game, bruv? Do you understand what we have to take in?
Swiftly moving on.
So what are you doing now? You got the brand, the clothing brand.
See, you missed a trick here. You need to fetch a double XL and I could have fucking modelled it for you.
Should have done that still, you know. I should have bought you a little care package, you lot. But I was kind of wavy last night.
So you've got your...
How's it going?
It's all right, you know. Sold out first season, second season. This is the second season I've got on now, so it's all right, man. It's going all right. Can't complain.
What's the website?
Wavy.co.uk. Let's stand up again. Trainers, losing this matching.
You could have bought one of your better track suits.
Bruv. I'm an Arsenal fan as well. And I got a red car, so...
Do you design the gate, or have you got...
No, I design it all.
Yeah, of course I do.
What do you think, I'm dumb?
No, I'm just surprised.
Bruv, I'm from the hood, you know. We know about styles and crepes, and if we know we ain't got the money, we know what we're doing.
we'll put the website up on his website and we'll
make sure, man.
So what you need to do? You need to put a little under the cost bonus on.
It's a bit of discount code.
Yeah. Discount code.
I'll
and
give
then...
you a little 20%, yeah?
We'll kit it out next week.
Yeah. You're enjoying your life now?
Yeah.
Sounds like you've always enjoyed it.
I have.
But I mean away from football.
Yeah, away from football, yeah.
You're doing something different and you...
With my missus now and just fucking settled right down, man.
Has she settled you down?
She settled me down, yeah. I'd probably be dead if I never met her.
You're settled in this part of the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll not say where we are just in case there's bullets and stuff coming out the door and stuff
you
like
could
that.
Fight at night.
We're in a secret location somewhere in there.
You can fight my house if you try now, bro.
Bunker.
Get it? And I've got some weapons in there. That's what I got arrested for, innit? I got arrested. I got arrested.
Yeah? For what?
Firearms. Yeah, you know, ain't doing your research. I got arrested. I was in Jamaica on holiday. Come back. Went home. I was at Brighton. I was at Swansea. And I got arrested. Firearms. They found firearms in my loft. I was trying to... I got a surveyor out to do my house. And he went up in the loft. And he saw the firearms in the loft. I got 5 years. If I got trouble in 5 years... I had a rebore. I don't know if you know anything about guns. I had a rebore, a taser, an air rifle, and a fake submachine gun that you can turn into a real gun.
Leon, why have you got guns in your loft?
Huh?
Why have you got guns in your loft?
Because I bought them off of somebody like a dickhead because something was happening at the time.
So it was to look after yourself?
Yeah.
No, we're after this fucking black bag back.
That was before the black bag. But yeah, that could have played a... Someone could have got whiffed of that from Swansea and that could have been a part as well. Hmm. But that was completely... That was way before. I was tucking after that.
So the surveyor stitched you up then?
Yeah.
Got the coppers?
Yeah, yeah. Bust through my door at 3 o'clock in the morning. 2 meat wagons, five cars. Three armed cars. Yeah, they was all lined up outside. I smashed off the door, mate. Yeah, but I weren't in. I weren't in, bro. I don't know why I bought it. It came just in a rucksack. I just said, I've got an eye like it. And that was it. I just threw it in the loft. I don't know why, to be honest. But yeah.
Well, Liam, thank you very much.
Mate, absolutely.
Absolute pleasure.
Enjoyed that.
I'm shattered, mind.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely shattered. But yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, no, cheers, mate.
Oh, there we go. Can't see you weren't warned. But before we go, you never guess what. Yeah. I've just popped my slippers on. Front of the log fire, it's crackling. It's time to pay them bills, because as you know, The Economist is about far more than just the economics and finance. It covers a wide range of subjects from world politics, business, science, technology, art, the environment, and even sport. Oh, yes. And do you know what? Because you listen to Under the Cosh, you can get yourself your very own free copy. All you've got to do is text UNDER, UNDR, just like the title, to 78070. They'll pop one in the post, be with you in no time. Before you know it, you'll have your feet up, like me, reading an article about how the top five English clubs are amongst the 10 highest earners in the world. Unbelievable. The Economist is the smart guide to the forces changing your world. So if you never stop asking questions, get your free copy now by texting UNDER, UNDR, to 78070. There we go. As always, thanks for listening. Leave us a review on iTunes, subscribe on the YouTube channel, and as always, tell your friends. Very important you tell your friends. Right, I've got a meeting with a solicitor. We'll see you next week.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.